Now, we've been following for some weeks on the programme the treatment of a cyclist from Warsaw by West Midlands Police. You may remember the story of Aidan McAfee. He had his elbow smashed. He suffered severe bruising after being hit by a car while riding his bike in Birmingham. And he's still not recovered from that incident, which just happened just beyond Newtown Row, I think it was. And now you might remember we spoke to Aidan's partner, Linda Mason, who told us that even though Aidan believed he was a victim of crime, West Midlands Police had shown no interest in prosecuting the driver. And we had a representative of West Midlands Police on the show who said, "We'll look into it. We're not going to ignore it." And in the immediate aftermath of that promise, well, nothing much happened. Has there been an update? I hope so. Linda's back with us now. Hello, Linda.
Good morning, Adrian.
So finally, the police do appear to have done something. What's the latest situation?
Well, yes, they have done something. They've been very good, actually, after swinging into action, thanks to you pursuing it, probably, as well as other people. So I'd like to say thank you to you and to Louisa and everybody there that's kept this going. We had, on the 16th of May, we had an inspector, Dutton, come to see Aidan and I, and he accepted that the police should have attended Aidan's accident. It was serious and they should have attended. And we got a full explanation and a full apology regarding that and all the follow-on from that. I mean, once they didn't attend, there was never going to be a prosecution, but that was never our aim in pursuing this matter. It was about justice for Aidan in terms of acknowledging that he should have been attended that day, he should have been helped, and there should have been a full investigation right from the word go without me having to beg for it.
Yes, we had a text on, which I'm afraid just because of time, I didn't get the chance to read out the last time you were on, from a cyclist just saying that West Midlands Police, in this person's view, don't take victims of accidents involving cars and bicycles, and the victim's nearly always the cyclist, don't take them seriously enough. So that would certainly appear to have been the case with Aidan. And your long-term aim then, because all the forensics would have gone now, it's too late to do anything, as you say, in this particular instance. But I suppose your long-term aim is to ensure that cyclists are regarded seriously and taken seriously when they're victims.
They are, and we're pursuing that with the with our own local council and with Birmingham City Council, and also the police. Inspector Dutton's going to make a recommendation that the force attend whenever there's a car versus pedestrian or a car versus cyclist. That they should all be attended by the police. Whether that gets taken on board and policy changed, I don't know. But we will be pursuing that.
So that's a recommendation, Linda, from?
From the inspector who came to see us last week.
Right, so the inspector who came to see you is going to recommend, and obviously he can't make it happen, but he can recommend that whenever a cyclist is involved in an accident with a car or a lorry or a van, whatever, that it should be a routine matter that West Midlands Police should attend that, which certainly isn't the case at the moment.
Yes, that's the recommendation, and we will be pursuing that as well. And I understand that the Assistant Chief Constable is also trying to pursue that with a fellow Assistant Chief Constable who's in charge of road safety.
In terms of the cycling community of the West Midlands, if that were to be introduced as standard across West Midlands Police, what difference do you think that would make?
I think in the long term it will make a huge difference, because what will happen is drivers of cars and lorries, vans, whatever, will understand that they're not going to get away with, you know, they're going to have to think about cyclists on the road and accept them as valid road users. Because if they don't and they do something silly or stupid or even criminal, then the West Midlands Police are going to pursue them and that they will be prosecuted. It's a bit like our motorcyclists were perceived, say, 30 years ago. It's taken a long time to change people's attitudes towards them. And I think what we have to do now is change drivers' attitudes towards cyclists in the same way.
How's Aidan, Linda?
Funnily enough, since we met with Inspector Dutton last week, I think the fact that he's now been taken so seriously.